Assalamu alaikum, my dear students, ladies and gentlemen. I am once again with you for session number 23. We were discussing how strategic management principles and approaches can be used for knowledge management. Main aapse ek knowledge for sale ka case bhi share karna chahunga. آج میں اس کی کچھ تھوڑی سی تفصیل بھی آپ کو بتاؤں گا اور پھر میں آپ کو انوائٹ کروں گا کہ یو بلینڈ یور اون نالج اینڈ ایکسپیرئنس اینڈ ایکسپرٹیز اینڈ سی ہاؤ یو سی آن دی ایشو آف نالج فار سیل اینڈ از اٹ ریئلی دیر آر سم آرگنائزیشنز وچ کین یوز ٹیکنالوجی ویئر دا نالج کوڈ بی فار سیل. So you just wait until I read that case to you and explain to you how big that market is. It's a global market, but then we will look from the Pakistani perspective. So aiye phir session 22 mein humne kya learn kiya tha. Maine teen kisam ki businesses ke bare mein discuss karne ke baad phir aap se share kiya tha ki ab نالج مینجمنٹ کے پرسپیکٹو میں پھر آپ کس قسم کی اسٹریٹجیز ڈیولپ کریں گے سو دیٹ یو کین ڈیولپ کمپیٹیٹو ایڈوانٹیج یو کین گین اے یونیک ایج ان دا مارکیٹ. ہم نے یہ لرن کیا کہ دوز تھری ٹائپس آف آرگنائزیشن تھری ٹائپس آف بزنسز مے اٹ بی فار پروفٹ مے اٹ بی فار سروس کڈ بی کون سی ہیں بھلا کال کیجیے ایکسپرٹ ڈریون ایکسپیرئنس ڈریون اینڈ ایفیشنسی ڈریون. ٹھیک ہے پھر ہم نے یہ کہا کہ اگر فرض کیجیے آپ گروتھ اسٹریٹجی اڈاپٹ کرنا چاہتے ہیں ہم نے تین اسٹریٹجیز کی بات کی تھی اسٹاک فلو اینڈ گروتھ. فرض کیجیے کمپنی اے ڈیسائیڈ کرتی ہے کہ نہیں ہمیں گروتھ اسٹریٹجی کو اڈاپٹ کرنا ہے اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ وہ کمپنی وہ بزنس ایکسپرٹ ڈریون بزنس ہوگی رائٹ. سو یو آر ڈیپینڈنگ فار دی گروتھ آف یور آرگنائزیشن یو آر کاؤنٹنگ آن گیننگ دی یونیک ایڈوانٹیج ان دا مارکیٹ آن دا بیسس آف انوویٹو کیپیٹل and creativity and innovations of your expert knowledge workers. Telecom sector mein zara example dijiye us company ki ki jiske innovative products har 6 mahine 4 mahine 3 mahine ke baad aapke haath mein hote hain. Ha aur fir main ye to bhool hi gaya ki wo company ke jo intelligent gadgets میوزک کے لیے آڈیو کے لیے ویڈیو کے لیے اور پھر میں نے دیکھا کہ ایک چھوٹا سا پیکٹ ایک کہہ لیجئے کہ ایک 6x6 inch کا پیکٹ اس میں مدر بورڈ بھی ہے اس میں پروسیسر بھی ہے اس میں سبھی کچھ ہے. دس از این انٹیلیجنٹ کمپنی. تھنک آف دیٹ کمپنی. What is its name? آئی سے شروع ہوتا ہے اور اس کے سارے پروڈکٹس جو ہیں وہ آئی کے نام سے مارکیٹ کے اندر آ رہے ہیں. کمپنی کا نام آئی سے شروع نہیں ہوتا لیکن اس کے انٹیلیجنٹ پروڈکٹ آئی کا مطلب انٹیلیجنٹ انٹیلیجنٹ کا مطلب نالج فل نالج بیسڈ نالج رچ اینڈ بلیو می یونیک پروڈکٹس اسمارٹ لوکنگ اسمارٹ ایکٹیویٹیز اینڈ ڈے بائی ڈے گیٹنگ اسمالر. Anyhow, coming back to the growth strategy, we said, then you need those kind of experts. You're looking towards innovation. All right. What is the second type of strategy? Flow strategy. Flow strategy kahan adopt hogi? Kahan successful hogi? Bataiye. Kis kisam ke environment mein, kis kisam ki business mein? My dear students, flow strategy... دیکھیے فلو کا کیا مطلب ہے دا نالج اور دی انفارمیشن ول فلو فروم اے ٹو بی اور فروم بی ٹو اے. سو ان ادر ورڈس یو ول ڈیولپ اے نیٹورک, ٹیکنالوجی بیسڈ نیٹورک. ان گروتھ اسٹریٹجی میں کیا ہے؟ سافٹ نیٹورک, پیپل بیسڈ نیٹورک, پیپل ٹاکنگ ٹو پیپل, نالج ورکرز ٹاکنگ ٹو نالج ورکرز. فلو اسٹریٹجی میں ہارڈ ویئر نیٹورک, نیٹورکس آر ریکوائرڈ. سو ایکسپیرئنسز کین فلو فروم پرسن اے ٹو پرسن بی, ڈپارٹمنٹ اے ٹو ڈپارٹمنٹ بی, اینڈ دس وڈ بی این ایکسپیرئنس ڈریون بزنس. تیسری اسٹریٹجی کون سی, اور تیسری قسم کی آرگنائزیشن کون سی ہوگی جس میں وہ اسٹریٹجی آپ کو اڈاپٹ کرنی ہوگی؟ نہیں دیکھیں, یہ ہارڈ اینڈ فاسٹ کو رول نہیں ہے. ہم آپ کو کچھ گائیڈ لائن دے رہے ہیں کہ لوکنگ ایٹ دا کمپنی, لوکنگ ایٹ دی کلچر, لوکنگ ایٹ دا پیپل, لوکنگ ایٹ دی ٹاپ مینجمنٹ پرسپیکٹو, ہم چاہتے یہ ہیں کہ آپ کا نالج مینجمنٹ کا پروجیکٹ سکسیسفل ہو. اٹ شوڈ ایڈ ویلو ٹو دی پروڈکٹ اینڈ دی پروسیس اینڈ دی پروفٹ آف دا کمپنی. تو پھر آپ کو بھی تھوڑا اسمارٹلی انوائرمنٹ کو اسکین کرنا ہوگا. تو فلو اسٹریٹجی میں ہارڈ نیٹورکس, اسٹاک اسٹریٹجی کیا تھی؟ ایفیشنسی ڈریون. یو ٹرائی ٹو کلیکٹ آل دا اسٹاک, اسٹور اٹ ان دی انفارمیشن بیسز اور ڈیٹا بیسز, اینڈ لیٹ اٹ بی اویلیبل ٹو اینی ون ہو نیڈز اٹ. یو آسک دیم ٹو سٹ ایٹ دا فرنٹ اینڈ, مے بی ان دا کال سینٹر, گیو دی آنسرس. So efficiency driven stock strategy, experience driven businesses flow strategy, اور growth strategy unique. اور اس کو ڈسکس کرتے ہوئے پھر میں نے آپ سے یہ شیئر کیا کہ یہ جو انفارمیشن فلو ہے, نالج ایکسچینج ہے, یہ کیسے ٹرانسفر کیا جائے, پول کیا جائے, جنریٹ کیا جائے, سو دیٹ وی کین ہیو اے یونیک ایڈوانٹیج ان دا مارکیٹ. میں نے آپ سے پھر ویلیو ایڈیشن کے پرسپیکٹو میں کچھ نالج ایکسچینجز کی بھی ڈسکشن کی. پروڈکٹ گوز آؤٹ ٹو دا کسٹمر, منی ان دا فارم آف اے فی, منی ان دا فارم آف اے کرنسی کمز بیک. یو گیو پروڈکٹ ایز اے ویلیو, کسٹمر گیوز یو کرنسی ایز اے ویلیو, دیٹس گڈ انف. بٹ دین یو لک ایٹ ہز, ریمبر آئی سیڈ, یو لک ایٹ ہز پرچیزنگ پیٹرن, consuming pattern, you look at his choices, preferences, wants, and looking at his choices, preferences and wants, aapko jo feedback usse mil raha hai, ya feedback aap usse le rahe hain, ya marketing executives jo aapko feedback de rahe hain, uski base par aap usko ek personalized service offer karte hain. Aur humne ye kaha tha ki jab ye پرسنلائز سروس اس کو آپ آفر کریں گے کہ جی آپ منڈے کو آرڈر کیجئے, ہم 10 دن کے بعد آپ کو آپ کی پسند کی گاڑی, آپ کے پسند کا موٹر سائیکل ڈلیور کر دیں گے. دیکھیے ہمارا جنرل مینیو تو یہ ہے, لیکن اگر آپ کو کسٹمائز مینیو چاہتے ہیں تو وہ بھی اویلیبل کیا جا سکتا ہے. ٹیک اے لک آن دیٹ فاسٹ فوڈ ریسٹورانٹ ان یور سٹی. ابھی میرا خیال ہے کہ شاید صرف کراچی, لاہور, اسلام آباد, میں بی پشاور, بٹ دیٹ از اے فاسٹ فوڈ ریسٹورانٹ ویئر یو گو اینڈ یو چوز ٹائپ آف بریڈ آؤٹ آف مے بی 4, 5, 6 بریڈس. جی آپ کی سینڈوچ میں بریڈ کون سی ہونی ہے, پھر میٹ کون سا ہونا ہے, وی گاٹ 10 ڈفرنٹ ٹائپ آف میٹس, پھر سیلڈ کون سی ہونی ہے. Each and every ingredient is added on the basis of your personal choice, right in front of you. Personalized offerings. Strategy hai unki. Ab is strategy ki buniyad par, they are making a big business all over the world. So my dear students, know-how has to be transformed into process. So you can have a long-term business. But this means, information exchanges, knowledge exchanges, یو مسٹ بی ویری کیئرفل اباؤٹ دیم. اور اسی پرسپیکٹو میں پھر ہم نے کہا تھا کہ پھر سپلائی چین مینجمنٹ کا جو کانسپٹ ہے تھوڑا سا بریفلی میں اس کو آج ٹچ کروں گا. اینڈ آئی ول لیو اٹ ٹو یو دیٹ یو ٹرائی ٹو سی اٹس اے فل فلج ایریا ناؤ. ماسٹر ڈگریز آر بینگ آفرڈ ان سپلائی چین مینجمنٹ. That how you are going to bring all these stakeholders by using technology, sharing information, so that each and every actor should add value to each and every operation, everybody is satisfied. Remember, ek waqt mein humne kaha tha ki if you want to serve the commercial market successfully, you got to develop your competency market. اور ہم نے لاسٹ سیشن میں پھر کور کمپیٹنسیز کی بات کی تھی, اس لیے کہ پروفیسر مائیکل پورٹر اینڈ ناؤ پروفیسر مائیکل پورٹر از کمنگ ٹو پاکستان ٹو ڈیلیور دی لیکچرز. ہیو یو ہرڈ دیٹ؟ ہی از اینڈ مینی ادر پروفیسرز بائی یوزنگ ٹیکنالوجی, ناٹ فزیکل پریزنس, دیٹس ای لرننگ. سمبڈی از دیئر, ہی از شیئرنگ ہز ایکسپیرینس, ہی از شیئرنگ ہز نالج, اینڈ یو آر دیئر ٹو پے ہم آف service charge. That is the kind of time has come. And especially when we were looking at the organizational school of thought, I will share even more the kind of knowledge which a person has. The time has come in 21st century that there is a market. Find out who your customers are. So coming back to supply chain and customer relation, the knowledge exchanges are actually out there in the pipes of the technology. How you can exploit this to gain the unique advantage for your company, that is the kind of strategy you have to see and choose which one out of these three, depending upon the type of business you are, you would like to use for your company, or give the idea for your company so you stay in business. And when you stay in business, company is in business, customers are in business, everybody is happy. That means knowledge is in action. And when knowledge is in action, you see the performance. Supply chain management and how knowledge exchanges is adding value to supply chain. It means you would like to have the right product in the right place, at the right time, at the right price, in the right condition. اور کیجیے ذرا, سارے ایکٹرز کو آپ نے, ساری اینٹیز کو آپ نے انفارمیشن ٹیکنالوجی سے کنیکٹ کر کے, ایچ ون نوز ویئر دی انکمنگ مٹیریل از, واٹس دی پروڈکشن لائن پلاننگ اینڈ شیڈیول, وین اٹ از گوئنگ آؤٹ, وین آئی ول بی ریسیونگ, وین اٹ از ریسیو, وین دی آفٹر سیل پرسن از کمنگ, when the payment will be made, when the accounting people will receive, when they will send the receipt, how much order has come and HR resources, everybody is sharing the same information. So you have the right product at the right time, in the right place, at the right price, and in the right condition. In other words, you are going to collaborate your information and knowledge with so many people. So it is collaboration, it is knowledge sharing of logistics, and it is consensus among knowledge workers and suppliers. Dekhiye na, procurement ke perspective mein, purchasing ke perspective mein, raw materials ke perspective mein, negotiation for a very little difference or reduction in price can lead to millions of dollar savings just in purchasing the raw material at the cheaper price. Quality raw material, but through bargaining. Through knowledge sharing. Bargaining kya hoti hai? Bargaining bhi to information sharing, data sharing, knowledge sharing hoti hai. So goal of supply chain management is improving the efficiency and profitability. So dekhi, agar aap efficiency driven business hai, zaruri nahi ki sari آرگنائزیشنز میں سپلائی چین مینجمنٹ کے کانسیپٹ امپلیمنٹ ہو رہے ہوں یا ہو سکتے ہوں. یہاں فوکس کیا ہوگا سپلائی چین مینجمنٹ کے پرسپیکٹو میں؟ ایفیشنسی. تو جب ایفیشنسی کی ڈریون ایفیشنسی ڈریون بزنس ہے تو آپ مجھے بتائیے کہ پھر کون سی اسٹریٹجی زیادہ سوٹ کرے گی یہاں پر. اسٹاک اسٹریٹجی آف کورس دا اسٹاک کوڈ بی زیرو بٹ اسٹاک زیرو مینس جسٹ ان ٹائم. ریمبر آئی یوز ٹو سے آل رائٹ وی نیڈ 200 ٹائرز دی ٹائرز ول کم ان باؤنڈ لوجسٹکس وٹ ٹائم 5 o'clock دے آر ان they are going out outbound logistics and the dealers know they will be receiving it at 6 o'clock. Efficiency. Supply chain management employs powerful tools to allow companies to exchange and update their information. Even the airline companies which make the airliners, the companies which make the aeroplanes. اور دیکھیے ایک ایروپلین بنانے کے لیے let's say it has been ordered by a company ABC. The company through the intranet and through the extranet, of course it will be extranet for the outside customers and suppliers, gives them all the last minute permissions that they can make changes in the design. Design of interior, design of exterior, design of motors, design of software, gadgets, you name it. Ek jahaz banane ke liye, there are thousands of components. And thousands of changes. Rather millions of changes, maybe. Let's come and talk briefly on the customer relationship management. Ye do areas, isliye main knowledge management ke saath attach kar raha hoon. Both of them, they work on the basis of information about customer or about supplier. CRM ka goal kya hai? The goal is to enhance the relationship with customers and relationship with supply chain partners. A business strategy to learn more about customers' needs and customers' behavior to develop stronger relationship with them. Remember جو میں نے آپ کو نالج ایکسچینج کی ایک سلائڈ دکھائی تھی. یو آر سینڈنگ اے پروڈکٹ ٹو دی کسٹمر, ہی سینڈنگ یو دا منی. ون ٹائم ایکسچینج اٹس اوور. بٹ ناؤ اف یو وانٹ ٹو ہیو اے سسٹینیبل, دیکھیں اسٹریٹجک فوکس تو یہی ہے کہ سسٹینیبل بزنس, دین یو برنگ ان دا سی آر ایم. آل رائٹ, دین اوور اے پیریڈ آف ٹائم یو ووڈ لائک ٹو لرن, لرننگ آ گئی نا, یو ووڈ لائک ٹو لرن مور اباؤٹ ہز نیڈس, more about his wants, more about his behaviors. And then accordingly, you offer him, you develop a stronger relationship. Iska matlab ye hua ki CRM ke andar analytical component jo hai, aur analysis leads to intelligence. Analysis and intelligence both has a built-in component of knowledge. Kiska knowledge? Aapka, manager ka, worker ka. It allows capture of a very large volume of data and then transform it into analysis format to support enterprise-wide analytical requirements. Isme aap marketing personnel ko bhi involve kar sakte hain, production personnel ko bhi involve kar sakte hain. He can also look at the and analyze the customer's data, customer's needs and wants. And you can deploy this knowledge which you're getting from the customer's data and information through an integrated system, and you'll make quickly enable by processing that information and the intelligence gathered from the analytical environment. You segregate the segments of your customers. You segregate the behaviors of your customers. You segregate them on the basis of age, on the basis of gender, on the basis of income, you name it. Maybe what is required more on weekend as compared to the weekdays. Maybe what is required in the morning as compared to in the evening. So many ways of looking analytically the data which is generated by the customers. It's a typical CRM network. Customers talking to you, the call center. Customers purchasing, placing an order and purchasing goods and customers, goods and services from the company, and all of this data is being stored in the databases. That's why when you speak of data warehouses and data mining, which is the technical part of knowledge management, remember we said in this course we are going to look at the business aspect. We'll talk about knowledge management applications, but our focus in this course is how we can develop an advantage on the basis of analysis and intelligence which we gather, which the managers will gather from the data provided by the customers, by the suppliers. Knowledge workers will be the most important player to develop the profitability, to make the company more sustainable, and to make the company more gaining a unique advantage in a globalized world. So, of course, technology has to play a role. So, CRM and supply chain management cannot work. That's why we are saying these are knowledge management applications without information and communication technology. Data warehousing and data mining is a knowledge management application. Knowledge creating system and knowledge sharing systems are knowledge management applications. And some of you who are software engineers, they should look into it. How can you develop these applications? But certainly, database would be a component of it. So my dear students, now coming to the end of the strategic school of thought, question is, which strategy are you going to adapt to gain the unique advantage? Stock versus flow versus growth, experience versus expertise versus efficiency. Keeping in mind, what is the perspective of the top management? Remember we said IT culture versus information. So when you consider all this, that you're looking towards knowledge from the long-term perspective. And let me share with you now then, before I go to the next slide and look at the third school of thought, which is the organizational school of thought, let me share with you this case. I call it knowledge for sale. You kindly listen, read, think, discuss, and use your knowledge and expertise to come up maybe with strategies. Strategies for sale of knowledge in Pakistan, if you like to enter into this business. So are you ready? Let me read this case to you. You may think of it as an assignment, or maybe you can think of it as a case to discuss among your colleagues, or maybe with your tutor. Think about it and see what data would you like to get. And let me mention here, the data is already available from Government of Pakistan. All sorts of data. Data on secondary schools, data on inter and degree colleges, data on universities, data on vocational schools, data on teachers, data on students, data on public sector, private sector, villages, rural, urban, you name it. And you have the latest data. You generate your information. Read what I'm mentioning to you, that how you can use e-learning platform to present knowledge for sale. Can it work in Pakistan? Well, if it is generating billions of dollars out there, why can't it be done in Pakistan? And can you be one of those knowledge provider? At a local level, as an entrepreneur, see how technology can be harnessed. And speaking of the data, please take a look on National Education Census data, the Government of Pakistan. You will find the latest data of 2005. NEC, National Education Census. www.nec, National Education Census, .gov.pk. You will find all this information listed on that website. Public and private colleges and universities in United States, they comprise a $200 billion industry where knowledge is for sale. Throughout the 20th century, these institutions had difficulty achieving economy of scale. The number of students served by an individual faculty member across the school averaged 20 to 1 per class, a ratio which enforced by size limitations of classrooms, faculty resistance to grading large number of tests and papers, and the desire for smaller classes and individualization of learning on the part of students and parents. To achieve competitive advantage, institutions pursued various strategies, including hire famous faculty as an inducement for student enrollment, pouring resources into high-interest fields like computer science, canceling low-interest programs like Latin and political science, scheduling classes at time and places conducive to student life, farming alumni resources more audaciously, more carefully, and maximizing college name recognition and reputation through nationally ranked sports teams. Due to the pervasive tenure system, which is there in the United States universities, most colleges and universities do not have the option of right sizing. This means it has occurred to such schools that the only practical way of significantly increasing the per student load of each faculty member and thereby increasing the system productivity was to broadcast the image, voice, and learning material of the instructor to a broader audience. Remember, we're talking of efficiency. All right, let's then enter into e-learning. With the combined technologies of the internet, email, and video teleconferencing, educational institutions are able to enroll exponentially in the United States more students at home or at remote sites without increasing the number of faculty members. Additional grading responsibilities involved in e-learning can be delegated to graduate assistants, working and not much more a minimum wage. Famous and popular faculty members can be given large electronic audiences, thereby maximizing their influence on behalf of the institution. Less successful teachers could be confined to traditional face-to-face instruction, thereby minimizing their impact on the rapport and welfare of the institution. Now, what we're talking here is that you bring in those faculty members who are of a lower value in eyes of the students, face-to-face in the classroom. And those teachers who are of a higher rapport, you present them through video conferencing and email and internet the way virtual university is doing. It's an e-learning example. All right, if that's the case, then this case asks you, my dear students, to explore and extrapolate the implications of e-learning for the design and working of colleges and universities of the future. It's a knowledge management case. Think of a design for the colleges and universities of the future. As knowledge is managed in new way, dramatic changes may be in store for these institutions. In your speculation, and we are asking you, in your speculation, consider the following. Physical requirement of the new campus. Instructor qualifications, including preparation for e-learning. Viability of traditional courses, traditional majors, and traditional degrees. Interactive versus canned instruction. For example, would you prefer, and please listen, would you prefer to learn from Professor X interactively or maybe from Professor Einstein via videotape? Think of it. That is your choice. The next point to consider is the loss of unmeasurables with the traditional face-to-face classroom is superseded electronically. Compensation and career paths for faculty. Think of it. What would happen for the career path of the faculty member? Will research be of less importance as a faculty member will be more and more plays the role of an anchor person? What would happen to the research then? Links with or mergers with corporations. Will or should corporate universities swallow up public and private institutions? Because corporate universities are the one where you put knowledge in action. Is e-learning more appropriate for some subjects than others or for some type of students? So I request you and ask you that you attempt to draw together your speculation, remember this is speculation, this is forecast, into a design for future knowledge management useful for present institutions of higher learning. So the present institutions of higher learning, how they can manage knowledge and what kind of strategies should they use? Should they focus on stock strategy? Should they focus on growth strategy? Should they focus on flow strategy? Or should they mix them up? Think of it. That how the public sector universities would merge with the corporate universities. What is your speculation? And especially when you combine the data which you see from the National Education Census, and if you like me to share with you, let me give you one tip. According to the 2005 census, the data is, there are 9.4 million secondary school students. And my dear students, out of 9.4 million, only 0.7 million goes to interclass. Huge market. No e-learning. New virtual universities offering e-learning programs, the bachelor and master level. I'm giving you the data of secondary school, Naumi Dasmi, Matric. 9.4 million students. More than 25,000 schools, rural and urban. But look at the interclass, 11th and 12th, maybe ICS, maybe ICOM, maybe general science, at least where you don't require a laboratory of like physics, chemistry. You don't need a laboratory in ICS or general science or maybe in ICOM. From 9.4 million students, only 0.7 million are coming in colleges. Or colleges kitne hai? Only 1,800. All over Pakistan. All over Pakistan. Huge market. But the question is, what strategy can you use as an entrepreneur to come up with a content to be delivered through e-learning? And then, which professor would you use? Remember? Students would like to listen to Professor Einstein. Physics ki baat kar rahe hain hum. To physics, kya student pasand karenge Professor Einstein se sunna? Video tape ke zariye se? Ya television ke zariye se? Ya Professor X, jo aapko content provide kar raha hai. Aur phir us professor ki repo. Kaise interactively, how are you going to capture the market? Because certainly, you are providing knowledge. Knowledge is, as the case says, for sale. And it's a $200 billion market only in United States. And since we are learning this knowledge management for profit, not for profit, for service. Maybe you want to do as an entrepreneur for service. Service of a particular area, maybe a village. Maybe few villages taken together, you come up with an e-learning delivery system, wireless connectivity, ICOM students taken content at the 11th and 12th grade. But think of the market size and think of the need in the market. Ek achha business case hai. Akele bhi discuss kijiye, apne colleagues ke saath bhi discuss kijiye, and maybe two, three people can come up together. And develop an e-learning platform at the local level. Isliye ke market mein ye gap to hai. Is gap ko kisi na to fill karna hai. Aaj nahi to kal ye gap to fill ho jayega. Please keep in mind, at the secondary school and inter level, there is no e-learning platform presently available. Opportunity to be exploited. Third school of thought, my dear students. Dekhi, jab tak practical example آپ کو موٹیویٹ کرنے کے لیے نہ آئیں تو پھر تو یہ تھیوری رہے گی نا, اور پھر خاص طور پر اگر یہ بزنس کیس نہ بن سکے. تو آئیے پھر تھرڈ سکول آف تھاٹ کو دیکھتے ہیں, آرگنائزیشنل سکول. ہاؤ ڈز دس سکول ٹرائی ٹو سی ٹوڈز نالج مینجمنٹ اینڈ ہو آر دا مین پلیئرز؟ بٹ لیٹ می دا آؤٹ سیٹ مینشن ٹو یو, دس از اے سکول آف تھاٹ وچ از بیسیکلی نون ایز ایسٹرن. ریمبر اکنامک سکول آف تھاٹ, آئی سیڈ mostly it was developed in Europe. آپ امریکن مینجمنٹ اسپیشلسٹ کی کتابیں دیکھ لیجئے, آپ کو بہت کم کے وی اے کی میتھڈالوجی نظر آئے گی یا انٹلیکچل کیپیٹل کے میجرمنٹس کے وہ پرسپیکٹیوز نظر آئیں گے جو آپ کو سکینڈیا یا سویبی کے ٹولز کے اندر نظر آتے ہیں. ہاں بیلنس سکور کارڈ ہے بٹ اٹس وتھ اے ڈفرنٹ ٹچ. Strategic school of thought, as I mentioned, was developed in the United States. Now we are coming to the organizational school of thought, Eastern or the Japanese. And that is where I will bring up the name of Professor Nonaka. You just wait. I like him very much. I've seen his books and articles. I met him. And I think it's more natural. This is my school of thought. This school of thought is where you consider that organization is not only an information processing machine. Input from the customers, input from the employees, input from the regulators, input from the bankers, input from the government, all data processed to generate the information, you make certain decisions. Organization is not only an information processing machine. Well, it's an entity which creates knowledge continuously through action. Knowledge placed in action. And when knowledge is in action, profit is there, but new knowledge is generated. This is this school of thought believes. Knowledge is created through action. Knowledge is created through interaction with its environment and with its people. This is the approach of this school of thought. More natural, more ecological. Well, but even then, when we look at this school of thought, this means the organizations, business organization or public sector organizations, they create and define problems. They develop and apply knowledge to solve those problems. In organizations, they create and define problem ke market ki ye requirement hai. They define a problem. They create a product. They solve that problem. And then they further generate new knowledge through the action of problem solving. Market ki a need hai, customers ki requirement hai, organizations ne us problem ko solve kiya, wo product market ke andar de diya, and they got money. Everybody is happy. Now the customers have changed their requirements. Organization will solve that problem. Generate new knowledge, put that knowledge into action, come up with a product or service, deliver to the customer, get in return their value. As the time changes, dekhiye ek waqt tha, people used to listen to radio, almost everybody, for music, for news, for entertainment, you name it. Then came television. From the same market, people moved to the television. Then came internet. And then has come telecom. Now think of it. How many customers asked mobile phone companies to give them camera? They gave camera. Now camera was a different sector. Phone was a different sector. They merged together. So a problem was defined. It was solved. It was delivered. New knowledge was generated. Ki ji, lens ki technology, audio ki technology se kaise match ki jaye? Aur wo technology jisko hum kaha karte the, AMS ki technology, analog. جی ایس ایم کی ٹیکنالوجی, اور پھر اس کے اندر اور اس کی ساری ویریشنز, میں اس تفصیل میں جانا نہیں چاہتا ہوں, لیکن میرا پوائنٹ آف ویو یہ ہے کہ امیج ٹیکنگ اینڈ آڈیو ٹیکنالوجی گاٹ ٹوگیدر. ناؤ ہیئر کمز دی ایم پی تھری اور ایم پی فور آڈیو ٹیکنالوجی فار میوزک پلئنگ, اینڈ ونس اگین ہیئر کمز دی موبائل فون. New problem solved by the organization, new نالج از جنریٹڈ. سو آرگنائزیشن اسکول آف تھاٹ کا کہنا یہ ہے کہ آرگنائزیشنز آر نالج کریٹنگ نالج جنریٹنگ اینٹیز, دے شوڈ بی لائک دیٹ. اچھا اگر یہ نالج کریٹنگ اینٹیز ہیں اس کا مطلب تو پھر یہ ہوگا کہ یو ہیو ٹو پٹ ہیوی ایمفسس آن کس پر, ناٹ آن کمپیوٹر, ناٹ آن ٹیکنالوجی, ناٹ آن دی انفراسٹرکچر, ناٹ آن دا لینڈ, بٹ آن نالج ورکر. دے آر دا ون ہو آر انوویٹو, دے آر دا ون ہو آر کریٹو. اینی ہاؤ, سو دس مینس ویلو آف نالج مینجمنٹ ڈز ناٹ ڈیپینڈ آن دا نالج دین اور ناٹ آن ٹیکنالوجی, بٹ اٹ از آن دی یوز آف نالج بائی دی ممبرز آف دی آرگنائزیشن. یہ کیا بات ہوئی کہ ہم بات کر رہے تھے نالج مینجمنٹ کی اور آرگنائزیشن اسکول آف تھاٹ کی, لیکن آل آف اے سڈن ہم کہہ رہے ہیں کہ نالج مینجمنٹ کی ویلو نالج پر ڈیپینڈ نہیں کرتی. اس لیے کہ دیکھیے نا, پائپ لائن کے اندر پانی موجود ہے, اس پانی کا کوئی فائدہ نہیں ہے, اور پھر پائپ لائن کے اندر پانی بھی موجود ہے, فلو بھی کر رہا ہے, لیکن وہ فلو میرے کام ہی نہیں آ رہا. جب تک وہ نالج اور وہ نالج ایکشن میں آ کر وہ میرا پرابلم سالو نہیں کرتا اور آرگنائزیشن کے ممبر وہ پرابلم سالو نہیں کرتے, مارکیٹ اس کو پروفٹ نہیں دے گی. سو آرگنائزیشن اسکول آف تھاٹ سیز دیٹ دی یوز آف نالج بائی دی آرگنائزیشن ممبر از اے پری ریکوزٹ. یہاں پر بھی پھر آرگنائزیشن اسکول آف تھاٹ کے اندر بھی دو پوائنٹ آف ویوز آ گئے. پروفیسر ٹامس ڈیونپورٹ اینڈ لیری پروسک. پروفیسر ڈیونپورٹ, ریمبر اس کا نام میں نے پہلے بھی لیا تھا, ایٹ بیپسن کالج ود این آئی ٹی بیک گراؤنڈ, اینڈ ونس اگین این امیرکن ٹچ, گیٹ اٹ, گیٹ دا نالج, اسٹور اٹ, میک اٹ پراپرٹی آف دی آرگنائزیشن. دیکھیے یہ کلچر ڈیپینڈنٹ ہے, کلچر کی بات ہم کریں گے بعد میں, اس لیے کہ جب آرگنائزیشن کو آپ ایک لائف کے طور پہ دیکھ رہے ہیں, ایک الائیو اینٹیٹی کے طور پہ دیکھ رہے ہیں, اس میں لوگ بستے ہیں, اس میں لوگ نالج کریٹ کرتے ہیں, تو پھر گیٹنگ دم آؤٹ اینڈ آسکنگ دم ٹو ڈیلیور ایوری تھنگ اینڈ اسٹورنگ اٹ فار مائی ایڈوانٹیج, یہ وہ ایک اپروچ ہے کہ جو آپ یہ کہہ سکتے ہیں کہ اٹ از اونلی سوٹیبل فار ایکسپلسٹ ٹائپ. آپ کو نالج ملے گا تو آپ اس کو اسٹور کریں گے نا, لیکن میں نالج اگر دیتا ہی نہیں تو پھر کیسے ہوگا. ڈیونپورٹ بھی آرگنائزیشن اسکول آف تھاٹ کو سپورٹ کرتے ہیں, کم از کم ان کی جو لیٹسٹ کتاب 2006 میں آئی ہے تھنکنگ فار لیونگ دیٹ سپورٹس دس آئیڈیا. اوریجنلی دس آئیڈیا واز گیون بائی پروفیسر نوناکا. سو پروفیسر ڈیونپورٹس میسج از گیٹ دی نالج, میک اٹ ایکسپلسٹ. پروفیسر نوناکاز میسج از نالج از کریٹڈ بائی knowers, by knowledge workers, and it has two dimensions, epistemological dimension and ontological dimension. پریشان نہ ہوئیے گا ان دو لفظوں سے, یہ philosophy سے. دیکھیے جب آپ knowledge کی بات کرتے ہیں تو we are talking of discipline of philosophy. یہ دو لفظ philosophy سے آ رہے ہیں, میں بھی explain کرتا ہوں انہیں. لیکن پروفیسر نوناکا کا کہنا یہ ہے کہ if you are talking about knowledge, then knowledge must be created, knowledge must be generated, knowledge must be shared, knowledge must be pooled, knowledge must be applied by whom? By the knowledge worker. That's why he brings in epistemological and ontological dimension and convergence of knowledge. What does that mean? Epistemological means it involves at least two types of knowledge, tacit and explicit. Ontological dimensions کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ یہ tacit اور explicit knowledge کس کا ہے, individual کا ہے یا group of individuals کا ہے یا many groups of individuals, organization. ایک organization میں دیکھیں نا کئی groups ہوتے ہیں, یہ marketing group ہے, یہ engineering group ہے, یہ design group ہے, یہ IT group ہے, finance group ہے, accounting group ہے, planning group ہے, many groups. تو individual, one group, many groups and inter-organizational. Mergers and acquisition, acquiring the knowledge. اس لیے کہ merger اور acquisition کے اندر you are basically acquiring knowledge
of a second company so that you can have a unique advantage in the organization. So according to Professor Nunaka then, creating knowledge, his message, he thinks organization is a knowledge creating company. And that is the book which he has written. I'll talk about that in a minute. Organization is full of life. Organization is looking at the market, defining the problem, coming up with the solution, providing the solution or service or product, in return getting the money, bringing the new need, bringing the new want, coming up with the new knowledge. So knowledge is created, which is suitable for both explicit and tacit and implicit, and the organization addresses directly to the issues of creation. گویا یہ تو نئی بات آ گئی نا کہ ہم یہ دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ بزنس آرگنائزیشن پبلک سیکٹر آرگنائزیشن یونیورسٹیز ہاسپٹلس ویئر ایور یو ول فائنڈ دی نالج ورکرس کنسلٹنگ کمپنیز آئی ٹی کمپنیز اینی ویئر ویئر دا نالج از ان ایکشن اکارڈنگ ٹو پروفیسر نوناکا دین یو کنسیڈر دس آرگنائزیشن as a knowledge creating company. In other words, if you want to create or generate knowledge, what are the choices? Well, in terms of knowledge generation, most authors in the West, mostly Americans, they like Davenport and Prusak's emphasis on increasing the explicit stock so that we can be efficiently driven. Remember we talked about efficiency driven business? So we can have the stock of explicit knowledge, we can store it, we can collect it, we can store it, and we can deliver wherever it is required. That is why they would like to own this explicit stock through one of the following methods. Yani hum knowledge generate karna chahte hain, lekin Western approach, either by acquiring it, that you buy, for example, one of the groupware, one of the browsers, you borrow it, you steal it. Because somebody says, my design of the operating system has been stolen by company X. And that's a question to be resolved of the intellectual property. So either you acquire explicit knowledge or you rent explicit knowledge. Remember, جب ہم اکنامک اسکول آف تھاٹ کی بات کر رہے تھے تو ہم یہی کہنا چاہ رہے تھے دس نالج از دیئر ٹو بی ڈیلیورڈ اینڈ یو گیٹ دی رینٹ ریونیو اسٹریم یو گیٹ دا رینٹ تو فار ایگزامپل یونیورسٹی انڈسٹری ریلیشن شپ دا رینٹنگ اپروچ انڈسٹری گیوز اے پرابلم یونیورسٹی پروفیسر سالوز اٹ دے گیو دم بیک دا سولوشن دے چارج دا رینٹ فار انفراسٹرکچر دے چارج دا رینٹ فار سروسز دے چارج دا رینٹ فار اکوپمنٹ اینڈ دے چارج دا رینٹ فار دی پیپل انوالوڈ consultants, same thing. Tisra choice kya hai? Explicit knowledge ko generate karne ke liye, according to Professor Davenport, you dedicate resources, R&D resources. Khas taur pe pharmaceutical companies ke andar, up front, you invest millions of rupees to generate a drug. Now, this drug has a full of, this drug which has been generated, it is after spending of 10-15 million rupees. Research and development. Or you adapt, or you develop a network to acquire the knowledge. But as I said, this is knowledge generation, Western point of view, that you can acquire, you can rent, you can dedicate, you can adopt. But Professor Nunaka's school, his thought, his way of putting things together, after 15 years of research in many companies of Japan, he gave this model, he called it Seeky model. He has a website, please take a look, www.nunaka.com. And knowledge creation model presented by Professor Nunaka is called Seeky model. This Seeky model asks for the use of organizational structure and networks that they should share and pool the knowledge. These networks, soft networks, or the knowledge communities, they are a group of people with common interest or common problem or common experience. These communities are designed and maintained for business purpose. They can be within the company, intra-organizational or inter-organizational. So in other words, Nunaka's model of knowledge creation, to begin with, is based on Seeky model. But it is very comprehensive. According to Professor Nunaka, Seeky is only one part. So we would like to take a look in detail. What is Seeky model? What is Seeky process? How the conversion of your tacit and explicit knowledge helps you to create new knowledge. How the tacit and explicit knowledge of the organizations are converted and interconverted to create new products. But Professor Nunaka says, knowledge cannot be separated from the context. Eastern approach, Japanese approach towards knowledge is very comprehensive. The knowledge is attached with the context. The knowledge is with a background. When you say red color, and I would like to end today's session by just sharing this example with you. When you say red color may be a sign of energy and vitality in one country. Red color may be a sign of danger in another country. See how knowledge in context has a different meaning. That is what Professor Nunaka says. You must understand how it is converted, where it is shared, and what are the knowledge assets. So in the next session then, we would like to take a look on the Nunaka's model of knowledge creation, which has three components or three elements. First of this, which is very important and well known all over the world, is known as Seeky process or Seeky model. That is what he has presented in his Knowledge Creating Company book, which he wrote in 1995, and many articles which he published in Harvard Business Review. So my dear students, ladies and gentlemen, my dear knowledge workers, my dear knowledge professionals, I'm making you more encouraged. I'm making you more curious. I'm making you more motivated. I'm making you more inspired that let's use knowledge to bring life. Let's use knowledge to create new knowledge. So you be in business, your company be in business, and your customers are happy. Thank you very much for listening. And with this note, let me say goodbye to you, and I'll see you inshallah in the next session. And until then, Khuda Hafiz.